Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the ongoing political wrangling around Thailand's cannabis sector. Once hailed as a groundbreaking move in Southeast Asia, Thailand's cannabis decriminalization has sparked rapid industry growth, but also intense political debates. We'll look at the current state of the market, the challenges posed by regulatory uncertainty, and the potential future of cannabis in the region. The rapid growth of Thailand's cannabis sector. In 2022, Thailand became the first Southeast Asian country to decriminalize cannabis, leading to a boom in cannabis-related businesses. Dispensaries, wellness centers, and cafes quickly sprang up, catering to a mix of local and international customers. The move was seen as a way to bolster the economy, attract tourism, and support farmers growing cannabis as a lucrative crop. Economic benefits. The cannabis sector has shown immense economic potential, with projections of contributing billions to the economy. For local farmers, cannabis cultivation offers an opportunity to diversify crops and increase income. Meanwhile, entrepreneurs have tapped into the market with innovative products and services, further driving growth. Political challenges and regulatory uncertainty. Despite its economic promise, Thailand's cannabis sector has been caught in political wrangling. The lack of clear regulations has led to confusion among businesses and consumers. Politicians have debated reintroducing stricter laws, citing concerns about recreational use and public health. Impact on businesses. The regulatory limbo has left many businesses operating in uncertainty. Without clear guidelines, entrepreneurs are hesitant to invest further, fearing potential restrictions or penalties. This has created a challenging environment for the cannabis industry to thrive sustainably. The role of public opinion and advocacy. Public opinion on cannabis legalization in Thailand is divided. While many support its medical and economic benefits, others express concerns over the rise of recreational use. Advocacy groups continue to push for a balanced approach, emphasizing the need for education and responsible consumption.